All right, let's head out to another winning locker room as the Miami Dolphins knocked off the Denver Broncos this afternoon, 35-9. Julius Thomas had 3 grabs for 20 yards and a touchdown this afternoon. Julius, what was it like to beat one of your former teams?
Oh, man, you know, it was a good feeling. You know, most importantly, you know, getting an opportunity to compete against some guys that, you know, I have a lot of respect for, and I've had a lot of battles with in practice. You know, but, you know, we needed to win this week, and to get a big win was great for our team. So, you know, we got to build on it.
All right, Julius, and if you look at this game today, you guys just dominated the Denver Broncos. What was the difference for you guys? Because it seems like one week you guys have it going, another week you struggle. What was the biggest difference for you guys as a group offensively getting Jay Cutler back out there?
I mean, you know, offensively, I think that, you know, we struggled a little bit. I wouldn't say we dominated, you know, 3 turnovers. I wouldn't know for sure, but I wouldn't say that we were absolutely great on third down. But, you know, our defense dominated completely. Our special teams had a great game. And, you know, we were able to just, you know, hit in our spots. And, you know, I mean, we made some big plays to extend the lead. But, you know, offensively, we still got to make sure that, you know, we raise that bar.
Julius, you guys, this is a team that a lot of us had held in high regard during, you know, preseason. Expected a lot more. I'm sure you did as well. What's been missing? What's been the biggest problem that we haven't seen you guys reel off 4, 5, 6 in a row?
You know, not to make any excuses for our team, because we've definitely played, you know, under our potential and our ability. But, you know, when you lose a quarterback in training camp, you know, your starting quarterback comes in and you only get 3 weeks of practice before, you know, you start the season. To lose your O-line coach in the middle of the season, a lot of people don't understand, you know, just what kind of change that is for an offense. You know, how much the O-line coach is responsible for. So to have that change, you know, have our quarterbacks, you know, getting injured, you know, 1 week, you know, it's mad, 1 week it's cut. So, you know, there's been a lot that we've had to go through as a team. But, you know, outside of that, we haven't done a good job of playing clean football. You know, a lot of pre-snap penalties, a lot of holding calls, a lot of stuff that really, you know, has stifled us as an offense. So, you know, we've got to continue to execute better if we want to be able to play up to our ability.
We're chatting with Julius Thomas after the Dolphins knocked off the Broncos 35-9 this afternoon in Miami. Julius, we've heard a lot from the head coach called out the team earlier this season, Adam Gase did, saying that he needed guys to be tougher. You had a couple of guys traded, Jay Ajayi, one of them. How is the locker room right now there, considering you're 2 games under 500 and not living quite up to the expectations you guys had for yourselves?
You know, I think the locker room is good, actually. You know, it's a good group of guys. Everybody pretty much gets along. You know, I think that, you know, our coaches do a good job of making sure that, you know, we don't get down on ourselves, that we don't start pointing the fingers. You know, we all understand that we play a role in it, and we all got to play better football if we want to execute and win games. So, you know, we're just going to keep plugging along, keep doing the best we can with the games we have left, and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, that's Julius Thomas after a win this afternoon. Good luck the rest of the way, Julius.
All right, man. Thank you.